Comfort tonight for you and I, the church. Comfort tonight for Brooke and John and baby Henry. God's in control, and God has a plan tonight. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of John, chapter number 11. John, chapter number 11 in the New Testament is where we'll be taking our text tonight. As you're turning, let me just say thank you for the opportunity to be here. Brother Homer, we appreciate you and South Fork. What a blessing that you are to this community and to our association and to this area. Thank you for carrying the torch of Christ. Brother, I appreciate you. And talking about you and Papo paving the trail for us, so to speak, you've paved a big trail for us to follow. There's some big shoes to follow. And we just pray that we'll make you proud and, most importantly, make God proud of what he's called us to do. But again, thank you so much. John and Brooke, thank you for allowing me to have a small part in tonight's service. And I want you to know we love you. And we're praying for you, and I'm honored to be a part of this family. I'm honored to be Henry's cousin, and I am just so thankful that God has bestowed many blessings on us as a family, and tonight we'll see some of those blessings that I believe God wants to reveal to us in John's Gospel in chapter number 11. Now, as we come to this service and we think about Henry and where he's at and what he's getting prepared to do this week, and tonight I know there's burdens on your heart, there's worries tonight that you're struggling with. There's situations that you're involved in, and sometimes we get to a point as believers that sometimes we're just confused. We're just confused. I've got my opinion on how things should go. I've got my opinion on what God should be doing. Sometimes it's that confusion that I sometimes find myself in when I'm in the grocery store with that list that Haley's given to me to go find groceries. There's just a confused look upon my face. There's a confused look upon my face when there's tragedy in my life, when there's health scares, when there's financial problems, when there's relationship problems that tonight you may be going through, when there's a child that's sick and there's a child that's going through a situation. We want to ask why. You know, God, why? I'm confused. You know, I'm trying to do all the right things. I'm going to church. I'm going to Sunday school. I'm listening to the preacher. I'm doing my Bible study. I'm tithing. I'm doing what you say to do. But God, I just don't understand. I'm confused tonight. I believe tonight we'll see in John's Gospel some folks that too were confused. And these were a family of individuals that loved God. They loved Jesus, and Jesus loved them. They were very close. They were a very close-knit group, and we'll see that tonight. And I want to encourage you and just remind you tonight that if you're asking that question, why? Or why am I going through this? Or I'm confused tonight, God, may I just say that you're not alone. You're not alone. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I, too, ask questions. I believe God expects that. I believe God understands that. And I believe that's why God gives us his word tonight that we can draw encouragement from and strength in a time of need, just like tonight, just like this week. So if you've got your Bible open, you found your text, if you would, please stand with me in the reverence to the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 11. John chapter number 11. And this is the story of Lazarus, a very familiar New Testament story. I love it greatly. It speaks tonight to us, and I pray that we'll see some of those basic truths that God wants to reveal to us that can really prevent us tonight from asking and being in that cycle. Tonight, John chapter number 11, beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says this, "Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And verse 7 says, Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Verse 12 says, Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. 13, Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And finally, in verse 15, the Bible says, "And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." If correctly reading, that's the book of John, chapter number 11, the first 15 verses. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you again for this time. We thank you for your many blessings of life that you've given unto us. We thank you, Father, for this, your day. And Father, we rejoice in it gladly today. I thank you for who you are. I thank you most of all for your son, Jesus. And tonight, it's because Jesus that we have hope, that we have promise. And Father, tonight, it's because of Jesus that John and Brooke and little baby Henry have hope. And they've got promise tonight, Father. And I just pray you would just move in this service. Father, I pray that you would bestow your comfort, your strength, Father, your mercy and your grace tonight upon us. May the Holy Spirit fill this place. And I pray now for a few moments, Father, as we look at your word. And God, that you would speak to us. And Father, I pray that you would speak to us so loudly tonight, Father, that we would feel as if we're the only person in this room. And Father, you're speaking directly to us. And Father, tonight I thank you for that you're going to do. I thank you now for John and Brooke and their family with little baby Henry. I claim victory now in Jesus' name for what you're going to do this week and in their lives. And we thank you now, Father, for this time. And we honor you. Father, I pray that I will decrease and you will increase. Hide me behind the cross that you'll be glorified. We'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you so much for that. So we see here a family encounter with Jesus. We see this is a family that Jesus loves. We see that this is a family that loves Jesus. And in fact, Jesus went to see this family many times in his ministry when he was tired and he just needed a rest. He would go to this home just to kind of kick back and relax and just have some time like you and I like to sometimes. So this is a family that he was very close to. But they too tonight were very confused and they didn't understand. Maybe tonight like you. Maybe tonight you're asking questions. Maybe tonight you don't understand. Maybe tonight you're just like they were. I believe there's three truths tonight that we can see in God's Word to help us, that God wants to speak to us tonight, because I believe this, tonight you and I are in one of three places when it comes to storms. Either one, right now, we're in the middle of that storm. We're facing the storm right now. Number two, you just came out of a storm. And number three, and finally, that storm is right ahead. That storm we don't know, as Brother Wayne already said, we don't know tomorrow, we don't know next week and next month, but tonight you and I can find our place in one of those three places tonight. And God wants to speak to us tonight. Notice with me in the text tonight in John chapter number 11, the story of Lazarus. First and foremost tonight, John, I want to encourage you with this. Family, I want to encourage you with this. South Fork Church, I want to encourage you with this. God has a plan. God has a plan. I believe that I've coined that phrase, but I found out there's a lot more people that have coined that phrase. I love that. God has a plan tonight. God has a plan for me. God has a plan for John and Brooke. God has a plan for Henry. God has a plan for this church tonight. God has a plan for you tonight. God has a plan, and we see God's plan in this. This family here is made up of Mary. Mary, we know, was the worshiper. She's the one that anointed Jesus' feet. We also see Martha. Martha was the worker. And I'm sure tonight in your church, Brother Homer, you've got a lot of Marthas. They're workers. They're busy. They're always doing something, cooking, cleaning, moving around, busy people tonight. We see Martha was just that. But we see the brother Lazarus. Lazarus was really sick. Lazarus was really sick. Not just a cold, not just a flu. Lazarus was deathly sick. A very sick man that we see here. And tonight, this family, they sent word to go get Jesus. They were so close to Jesus. Jesus, we need you. So they sent word for Jesus to come. And notice with me in verse number 3, it says, "Behold, him who thou lovest is sick." Jesus, that you love. Lazarus, the one that you love, is sick. Come heal him. In verse 4, very quickly in the passage, when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death." He's not going to die. Not unto death, Jesus says, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So we see tonight the reality is this, that Lazarus has died, but Jesus is in control. God has a plan. Jesus has a plan tonight for you and I. And this family reaches out to their friend Jesus. It's kind of how you and I reach out sometimes to our family. They're on speed dial. You don't have to look far. You don't have to look for their number. You just can now talk their name in a phone and it will call them. It's one of those types. That's the relationship they had with Jesus, a very close friend. "Jesus, come, we need you." And they expected Jesus to take care of the situation. They expected Jesus to come right then. And right there and right now, "Jesus, I know you're coming. I know you're coming. And maybe tonight you're right there asking that same question. Jesus, where are you? Where are you, Jesus? I don't understand. I just don't understand. Where are you? Jesus, come right now. Right now. I need you. That's where this family of Lazarus was. God has a plan. For His glory, it says there in the text. For His glory tonight. You see, that's why we're here. That's why God has ordained and set South Fork Baptist Church on the side of the road right here in Todd, North Carolina. For His glory. That's why you and I are here tonight. For His glory and His honor. To be the hands and feet of Jesus to this community that need to see that. We're here to glorify Him, and that's exactly what Jesus says. I'm thankful tonight that He's not in heaven sweating. I'm thankful that He's not in heaven tonight pacing the floor. I'm thankful tonight He's not scratching His head, wondering what is going to happen. I don't understand this. I can't believe this is going on there in Little Boone, North Carolina. I'm thankful tonight that we serve a personal God. I'm thankful tonight that He's in control. I'm thankful tonight that He's not a distant and a foreign God. He understands tonight. He understands right where you're at. He understands right where this family's at, right where I'm at tonight. He understands. I'm thankful tonight that He is personal tonight. Sometimes we can't see the blueprint. A few years ago, we built a garage at our house. The builder that we hired said he had a blueprint. I never saw the blueprint. He said, Toby, you just got to trust me. I promise you I'm going to build you a garage. I said, I got to make sure it's a two-car garage. I just trust me, Toby. I promise you, you're going to get a garage. I said, now two-car garage. Not only do I need to have a place for Haley's car, but I want to have a place for my truck. Just trust me. Well, can I see the blueprint? I'll get you one. Never saw a blueprint. Don't know if he had one. But I know this. A few months later, I had a two-car garage. He built it. Just trust me. And tonight, that's where you and I are. We may not see the blueprint. We may not be able to see every single detail that we want to see. But God's in control. God has a plan. God has a blueprint tonight for Henry's life, for John and Brooke's life, and for your and my life tonight. I'm thankful that God can take the bad, the ugly. He can take the sinner like me, and He can put me on a path for righteousness. He can save my soul. He can assure me of heaven and eternity with Him if I will just place my trust and faith in Him. If I will just trust Him. If I will just follow Him. If I will just let Him lead. If I will just get in the passenger seat. If I will just get in the back seat so I can't touch the steering wheel. That's tonight what God is calling you and I to do. If we will do just that and just trust Him, I'm thankful tonight that Paul in Romans chapter 8 says, and we know that all things, not some things, John, all things work together for good to them that love God and them that are according to His purpose. That's you and me tonight. That's John and Brooke. That's baby Henry. All things, he says, all things work together for His good. I'm thankful tonight that God has a plan. I'm thankful tonight that God always is going to have a plan. He sees tomorrow. He sees Thursday. He sees next week and next month and next year. God has a plan tonight. God has a plan for you. I'm thankful tonight that I'm not in control. I'm thankful that He's in control and He knows best. And I'm fine tonight just letting God be God. I'm thankful that God has a plan. But notice with me, not only does God have a plan tonight, notice with me in verses 5 and 6 of the text. The Bible says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Verse 6, when He had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. So not only tonight does God have a plan, God's timing is always perfect. Now I submit to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is hard for me. God's timing. I like my timing. I like my calendar. I like me being able to pencil it in and have an eraser to erase it, to delete it. I like my timing tonight, but God's timing is always perfect. You know, there's always a right time to do things. If you're in business and business is bad, you know it's not a good time to go to the boss and ask for a raise. You know, when you're outside grilling a hamburger or a pork chop, there's a right time. You're either going to get it not done enough, or you're going to burn it and have a piece of charcoal. Perfect timing is so critical. It is so critical, and I'm thankful tonight that God is not too early. He's not too late. He's always on time. Right on time. all the time for you and I. Jesus is very clear here in verse number 5 when he says, and Jesus loved Martha and her sister, and he also loved Lazarus. I want to encourage you tonight, if you do this, if you don't, that's fine. But if you've got a pen, I want to encourage you beside verse number 5 to write your name there. I want to encourage you just to claim that verse tonight for you personally, for your family, for this church, for John and Brooke, and for baby Henry. Where it says in verse number 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and he loves Toby. He loves you and I tonight. Go ahead and claim that verse personal tonight. He loves you so much tonight. You can go ahead and take that tonight because it's so needed. Because look in verse number 6, right after you claim that, it says, when he had heard therefore that he was sick, Jesus stayed 2 more days. 2 more days? Still in the same place? He waits for 2 more days? What? Jesus, this is your close friend. This is Lazarus. Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? And tonight maybe you're saying, Jesus, why are you waiting? Tonight I want to encourage you, just like Lazarus' situation tonight, don't put it on your clock because you'll be disappointed. Don't put the stopwatch on Jesus because you'll be disappointed. Tonight, we just need to entrust and claim that God's timing is so perfect. You see, emotions will take over if you look at your clock. That's exactly what happened to Mary and Martha. Their emotions took over. And that's what drove them. And I want to encourage you tonight, don't let your emotions and your circumstances drive you. Let God drive you. Let God lead you tonight, because we know that God's plan is there and God's timing is. See, I believe today in the world that we live in, society, even in the church today, we love fast food. Now, we're a society that loves drive-thrus. We like it our way, like Burger King. We like to go through a drive-thru, and if we're not out of there in 2 minutes, we're upset. I mean, we want it right then, right now, right now. That's how we are. That's the society we live in. I want to encourage you tonight, Jesus is not a drive-thru. He's not a vending machine that you go up to and when it doesn't give you what you want after you hit B6, and then you get frustrated and you start shaking it to try and get that Snicker bar. Now, you can go ahead and confess tonight if you've done that. I will say this. I hope you've put the money in the vending machine and you're not shaking it just to try and get the Snicker bar out tonight. But tonight, Jesus is not a vending machine. He's not a drive-through. Tonight, our God is in control. And God's timing is perfect. I thank God for a lot of unanswered prayers in my life. And I'm sure tonight you've got a lot of unanswered prayers in your life that God has truly worked. This past week I spoke to a lady, and she was sharing with me some of God's unanswered prayers that she said, Toby, I just knew it was right. I mean, I just knew that it was supposed to happen, but it didn't happen. And now that I look back on the situation, the circumstance, I'm thankful that God knew exactly what he was doing, and he didn't answer my prayer. And tonight I know that you and I are thankful for many unanswered prayers in our life. Tonight, God is in control, and God's timing is perfect. There's no coincidence that you're here tonight. I truly believe it's a divine appointment. I'm thankful that God knew that we would be here tonight at South Fork Baptist Church. I'm thankful that God knows about this week, and He is expecting, and we're just going ahead and claiming victory for what He's going to do in baby Henry's life. But tonight, God has a plan, and God's timing is perfect. Notice with me finally tonight in this text, verses 11 and 15 finally, that not only does God have a plan, not only is God's timing perfect, but God wants to build your faith tonight. He wants to increase you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to set you on a new path tonight. Notice with me in verses 11 through 15, the Bible says, these things said he, and after they said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And then the disciples said, Lord, if he's asleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. And Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, guys. Lazarus is dead. Verse 15, it says, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go into him. See, tonight he's building you. Tonight he's still working on you and me, just like that wonderful children's song that we all grew up with. He's still working on us. He's still working on me tonight. He's wanting to build us, and he's wanting to take us, and he's waiting on us. The question is this. Are you going to trust him? Are you going to trust him? Are you all in tonight with Jesus? Are you just dabbling? Are you just getting your toes wet? I would encourage you tonight, just jump on in. Just jump on in with him tonight. Let him take you. He wants to put his arm around you. He wants to scrooge right up close to you. He wants to minister to you tonight. He wants to speak to you. He wants to help you. I know a few years ago that Haley and I were in a very similar situation. Our baby Peyton was going through some kidney issues, and we had to go down to Charlotte and have some procedures. And it was during that time that I would just cry to God, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what's going on. I'm totally lost on this. I don't understand it. It would get to the point when we would meet with the surgeon, we would meet the doctor. I would want to look at the doctor's records because I knew better than the doctor. I didn't even know what the doctor's records were saying. But I wanted the control of it. I wanted to push the button, so to speak. But in verse 15, the Bible's very clear. And he says this, and I'm glad for your sakes. I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go. See, tonight it's for your sake and for my sake. Don't quit on him now. Man, don't quit him now. This is where God wants to use you. This is where God wants to take you. Sometimes we always want the answers, but sometimes we don't need the answers. We don't need the answers. He wants to build our faith, and he wants to strengthen us tonight if we'll just let him. See, he wanted to build the disciples' faith because he knew that just ahead was Calvary. See, Jesus knew that the cross was ahead. And he wanted to increase the disciples' faith. He said, guys, the cross is coming. I understand that. I see that, and I want to build your faith. I want to help you. And tonight, Jesus is trying to build your faith. He's trying to build my faith. He's trying to build our faith. Will we let him? Will we trust him tonight? That's the question. Know that God is at work, and know exactly that God will do exactly what he says he will do. He says he'll carry you. I love the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. He said, you may go through the waters. You may get wet. They won't overflow you. You may get near the fire. You won't get burned. Tonight, God's in control. He wants to carry us. He wants to take us. I'm thankful tonight that Jesus is the same yesterday as he was in John chapter number 11. I'm thankful he's the same today in 2013. I'm thankful that Jesus is the same tomorrow when this family goes to Charlotte. God's in control. And God has a plan, and God's time is perfect. I believe he wants to do a great work tonight. He wants to do a great work, and I believe we as a family and as a church, we can claim victory for that tonight. Tonight, we just got to come to Jesus. We've got to come to him. He's there with his arms stretched open. I'm going to ask our musicians if they will to come, and as we prepare for tonight's invitation, I want to give you an opportunity just to come and call out to God. I want to give you an opportunity here in a few moments. We're going to move into the anointing time of this service for baby Henry. I want to give you an opportunity to come and just ask God to prepare your heart. God, am I where I need to be? Maybe there's some stuff, there's some sin, there's some baggage that I walked in here with tonight that I'm carrying. And before we move any further, I've got to deal with this baggage. I've got to drop it tonight. Jesus, I've got to let you work in this. And I just come to your feet tonight, and I'm thankful that we can come to the cross in this level. It's level at the cross. And he just asked him to come tonight. He wants to do a great work tonight if we'll just let him. Let us pray tonight as we prepare for this invitation. Father, I'm just so thankful tonight again for who you are. Thankful for your love and your mercy, your grace. God, you are just so good to us. Father, you love me so much that you sent your son Jesus, your only son, God, to walk on this life for 33 years, to experience the same things that I experience. We know a few verses later that Jesus himself wept. He cried there at the tomb. Father, I'm thankful tonight that he cries with us. And tonight, maybe we're worried, maybe we're scared. They were just struggling. God, I'm thankful tonight that you want to do a great work here tonight. And Father, during this invitation, I just pray, Father, that if there's individuals here tonight that have got some stuff that they're dealing with, God, I pray before we move any further into this service that they would just come and they would leave it at this altar, they would leave it at the feet of Jesus, and Father, knowing that you'll take it. The invitation is open tonight, Father. We're thankful that you've invited us to come. Father, tonight I pray most importantly if there's someone here tonight that, Father, Father, never has accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. And Father, right now you're knocking at their heart's door. The Holy Spirit is just so real to them right now. God, I pray that they would just step out. God, that they would come to that place and they would call upon you, and Father, they would be saved, and God, you'd enter into their life. Because God, I know you want to change their life. I know you want to change their life and create in us a new creature. And God, I pray tonight that you would do that. And God, finally, for Brooke and for John, sometimes we don't understand what's going on. There's a lot of questions tonight that we have. But I know tonight, Father, that you're personal, that you do understand, that you're in control. And Father, tonight we're just entrusting our bodies, our families to you. And Father, we thank you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. As we stand, page number?
307.
Page 307, Just As I Am. Amen, Just As I Am. This altar's open tonight. I encourage you to come. You come and ask God to prepare in your heart tonight. Will you come? That they would just take that tonight. God, I pray